Track 2. Progress Test 2. IELTS Listening Section 2. You will hear a short talk about a museum. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen and answer questions 11 to 14.
Hello everyone. Welcome to the Time Capsule, a brand new kind of interactive museum. Why is it called the Time Capsule? Well, because we don't just look at things from the past, but also explore the present and the future. We have 4 floors of exhibits and 10 different galleries. So, first of all, let's orientate ourselves. We are currently standing at the main entrance, which is actually on the first floor. If you look at your map, you'll see that the first gallery houses an exhibition called Technology Today. Passing through that gallery, you'll find yourself in the Communications Gallery, opposite the lifts. In this area, we look at lots of different forms of communication, particularly new types of communication. If you then take the lifts down to the ground floor, there are 3 galleries. The furthest one from the lifts is the Transport Gallery, where we have a fine collection of old trams and buses. Next is the gallery devoted to great inventions. This is a very interactive area where you can try all sorts of things out. And finally, on the far right, as you look at the map, is the gallery called People of the Past. The ground floor is, as you can see, completely given over to an exploration of our past, while the first and second floors concentrate on the present. Looking at the second floor, as you come out of the lift, there's a gallery about life on Earth. And on the far left, as you look at the map, is a fascinating exhibition about the human body. In between these 2 exhibitions is our interactive children's area, aimed particularly at the under-8s. If you get hungry or thirsty, you just need to go up to the top floor, where the refreshments area is to the left of the Futures Gallery, which is next to the planetarium.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Okay, now you've got your bearings, let me tell you a little more about the galleries and exhibits. As I mentioned, our exhibitions divide into past, present, and future. Starting with the past, perhaps the most interesting exhibition is Great Inventions. This focuses on everyday inventions, such as the fridge. Did you know that although the first refrigerator was invented in 1748 and domestic fridges were first launched in the 1920s, they didn't become a popular household item until 1934, when it was so hot that people found they couldn't otherwise keep their food fresh? Or that one of the first vacuum cleaners on the market, around 1900, would have cost about £350. That's about £12,000 in today's money. Time Capsule also has plenty of emphasis on the present day, with exhibits which are directly relevant to our lives today. These present-day galleries are particularly suitable for younger children, as they're very interactive. For example, you can walk through a reconstruction of different habitats in our Life on Earth exhibition, experiencing the jungle or the polar regions. Or in the human body, you can play with a giant digestive system and see exactly what does happen to your food. The play area is extremely innovative, and if you have children, you may find it hard to get them out of there again. A particular favourite is the water play area. Just make sure you borrow an apron. On the top floor, you can find our Future Gallery and the Planetarium. The Future Gallery looks at developments in space and technology and is particularly suitable for those over 12. Younger children can, of course, visit as well, though. I should point out that there is an extra charge for the Planetarium as it's run separately from the Time Capsule. OK, I hope that covers it. Any questions?
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.